KJAN Sports.
722 here this morning. Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off, taking a look back at high school athletics for you from around the area last night. Starting off on the track, just one local meet that involved some area teams. That would be the Underwood Girls Eagle Relays. And it was Trainer coming away with the team title there with 138 points. Logan Magnolia was second with 106.5. Thomas Jefferson third with 101, followed by Sydney, Underwood, Audubon in sixth, Tri-Center, AHSTW, Riverside, and Lewis Central JV rounding out the field. Trainer picked up wins in the 4x800-meter relay, and Noel James won the 200 meters for the Cardinals. Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia won the 100, 400, and the long jump. Anna Reedman won the 100-meter hurdles for the Panthers, and Katie Diggins of Loma won the shot put. J.C. Schumann of AHSTW won the 400 hurdles, and the Lady Vikes also won the 4x100-meter relay. Sydney Obermeyer of Audubon won the high jump at that meet as well last night. In high school soccer last night, in girls' play, it was Trainer defeating Atlantic 6-0. ADM Van Meter over Glenwood 1-0. Denison Schleswig 3-2 over Harlan. Platteview beat Councilwoman Abraham Lincoln 1-0. It was St. Albert over Des Moines Hoover 1-0 in overtime. In boys' soccer last night, Councilwoman Abraham Lincoln a 5-0 win over Riverside. In high school golf last night, in girls' play, it was Audubon topping Riverside. Audubon had 257 stroke total. Riverside with no team score. Medalist was Jasmine Turner of Audubon with a round of 56. Creston beat Clark 194 to 245. Medalist there was Ashton Carter of Creston with a 47. Glenwood topped Red Oak 253 to 256. The medalist was Katie Carlson of Red Oak with a 51. Griswold beat AHSTW 215 to 229. Medalist there was Matea Peters of Griswold with a 46. Logan Magnolia topped Underwood and Heartland Christian last night, 221 to 222. Logan Magnolia over Underwood, and then Heartland Christian had no team score. Medalist there was Rachel Teton of Underwood with a 51. Also in boys golf, it was Glenwood over Red Oak 154 to 183. A medalist there was Kobe Rhodes for Glenwood. He shot a round of 32. Griswold topped AHSTW 172 to 185. Medalist there, James Reynolds of Griswold with a 36. Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 175 to 181, and Heartland Christian shot 203 as well as part of that triangular. Medalist there was Connor Fink of Underwood with a round of 41. That's a look at some high school sports for you from last night. Moving on to the professional ranks and in the NBA playoffs, the San Antonio Spurs and Cleveland Cavaliers are a win away from advancing to the NBA's conference semifinals. The Spurs struggled against the Grizzlies before putting together a 13-6 run over the final 3:41 to earn a 96-87 win at Memphis. Kawhi Leonard scored 13 of his 32 points in the fourth quarter to help him get that win. Game 4 is Sunday in Memphis. LeBron James had a double-double, and the Cavs took a 3-0 lead by beating Detroit 101-91. James finished with 20 points and 13 rebounds and helping the Cavaliers earn their 11th straight playoff win over the Pistons. Kyrie Irving added 26 points, including a pair of big three-pointers down the stretch. The Pistons host Game 4 on Sunday. The Celtics are within 2-1 in their conference quarterfinal series after Isaiah Thomas scored a career-high 42 points in a 111-103 victory over the Hawks in Boston. Thomas scored 16 points while the Celtics outscored Atlanta 37-20 in the first quarter, 2 after Boston managed just 7 points in the opening period. Game 4 of that series will be played on Sunday. The Golden State Warriors could be at full strength this weekend. NBA reigning MVP Stephen Curry said on Friday that he'll be very surprised if his sprained right ankle causes him to miss Game 4 of the Warriors' first-round playoff series against the Rockets in Houston on Sunday. Curry has sat out the Warriors' last two games after he scored 24 points in the series opener. The Warriors have split their two games without Curry and lead the Rockets 2-1 in the series. In the NHL last night, the Washington Capitals put four times as many shots on goal than the Philadelphia Flyers did on Friday. But guess who won? That would be the Flyers. They're within 3-2 in the NHL first-round series after Michael Neuwirth turned back 44 shots in Philadelphia's 2-0 victory at Washington. Neuwirth made at least 14 saves in each period en route to his second career playoff shutout and his first since he was with the 2011 Capitals. He is 2-0 since replacing Steve Mason in the Flyers' goal, stopping 75 of 76 shots. The game was scoreless until Ryan White scored 7:52 into the second period. It remained 1-0 before Chris Vandeveld added an empty netter with 31 seconds left, scoring on the Flyers' 11th and final shot. The Philadelphia is the first team in 28 years to record 11 shots or fewer and win a playoff game. Game 6 is Sunday in Philadelphia. Like Washington, the Dallas Stars had a chance to close out their opening round series, but instead the Stars coughed up a 4-3 lead late in the third period and lost to Minnesota 5-4 on Miku Koivu's goal 4:55 into overtime. Jason Spezza and Alex Goligoski scored 28 seconds apart in the third period to give Dallas its first lead, but the Wild forced overtime on Koivu's tally with 3:09 left in regulation. Michael Granlund had a goal and an assist for the Wild, while Devin Dubnyk turned aside 37 shots. Game 6 is Sunday in Minnesota. Meanwhile, the New York Islanders are much happier with their 3-2 series lead following a marathon win at Florida. Alan Quinn scored a power play goal 16 minutes into double overtime to complete the Isles' 2-1 win over the Panthers. Derek McKenzie was in the penalty box when Quinn notched his first career playoff goal to give the Islanders their second OT victory of the series. Thomas Greiss extended the game by stopping Alexander Barkov on a penalty shot during the first extra session. Greiss finished with 47 saves and was perfect after Barkov beat him at 1:59 of the third period. Frans Nielsen had the game's first goal, and Thomas Hickey set up two scores for the Islanders, who are trying to win a playoff series for the first time in 23 years. They can advance as early as Sunday at Brooklyn. And the San Jose Sharks are the second team to advance to the second round, joining the Tampa Bay Lightning following a 6-3 triumph over Los Angeles. The Sharks squandered a 3-0 lead in the second period of the Game 5 clincher before Jonas Donskoy beat Jonathan Quick 3:58 into the third. Donskoy finished with two goals, while Logan Couture and Brent Burns each had three assists. Matt Nioto and Chris Tierney and Joe Pavelski also scored for the Sharks, before Melker Carlson notched an empty netter to help get the win. Also in other sporting news, the Washington Redskins have added one of the NFL's top defensive backs to their roster. Josh Norman has agreed to terms on a contract with Washington, giving the team one of the NFL's best cornerbacks. Norman became a free agent on Wednesday after the Carolina Panthers rescinded the franchise tag, which would have paid him $13.9 million next season. He had a career-high 4 interceptions, 16 passes defense, and 56 tackles last season for the NFC champions last year. Brendan Steele completed an 8-under-64 Friday morning and shot a 70 in the second round to take a 3-stroke lead in the Texas Open. Play was suspended because of darkness with 13 players left on the course. The schedule was thrown off Thursday morning with a 3.5-hour rain delay. Scott Langley, Stuart Appleby, and Charlie Hoffman are tied for second. Haru Nomura shot a 2-under-70 to take the second-round lead in the Swinging Skirts LPGA Classic. The 23-year-old Japanese player had a 9-under-135 total for a 3-stroke edge over Soo Yoon Ryu and also Nai Yon Choi and Australia's Minji Lee. Forward Emil Jefferson has been given a medical hardship waiver to play another season with Duke. Jefferson played only 9 games last season before breaking his right foot in December. Jefferson has started 68 of 115 games with the Blue Devils and was averaging 11.4 points and 10.3 rebounds at the time of the injury. In other college basketball news, Bakari Alexander is returning home as a new men's basketball coach at the University of Detroit. The Motown native has been serving as an assistant coach at Michigan for the last 6 years. Detroit fired Ray McCollum after the team went 16-15 this season. Game you heard here on KJN last night, it was Will Myers having a solo homer among his three hits and driving in three runs. And Andrew Cashner threw six strong innings to pitch the San Diego Padres to a 4-1 victory against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Padres have won four of six games. Myers' homer to right center off Adam Wainwright with one out in the first was estimated at 418 feet. And let's look at some of the sports here this morning on KJAN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.